Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Welcome. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. You know, some 40 years ago, as a brand new Jewish believer in the Messiah, I was exposed to a woman by the name of Catherine Coleman. And I have to tell you, the miracles I saw there, I haven't seen to that degree since. But all the way in Australia, God raised up another Catherine that is moving in those same miracles. But here's the difference. She's not only moving in these miracles, she's teaching everyone she can to move in the same miracles. Do you want to?
Yeah.
Me too.
So Catherine walks by people and they get healed. I mean, this is outrageous what's going on with her. I have found out some of the things she does that causes God to smile on her. And that's what's happening. Tell me about the woman that you were praying for that walks up there. So you're going to pray for her hearing and you notice she has no ear. Tell me about her.
Well, I had a word of knowledge in a meeting here in the U.S., of a lady that I said, there's someone here that needs their hearing restored. And we've seen many deaf ears open. And I expected someone with a deaf ear to come forward. But the lady who came forward had no ear. It had been cut off. The eardrum had been removed because of a cancerous tumor. And she came forward all with her face lit up in faith, just knowing God was touching her.
Wait, I want you to get this straight. This is no ear, no eardrum, and she's coming forward to restore her hearing. I just want to make sure you got it. Go ahead.
Well, I didn't quite know what to think. I thought, well, perhaps God might restore her hearing, grow an eardrum overnight. That was about the level I thought my faith was at. And sometimes under the power of God, my right hand will start to tremble. And I went to go lay my hand on her. And the Lord said, put your left hand on her. And I thought, oh, Lord, I need all the help I can get. But I did. And then as I prayed for her, the Lord just whispered to me. He said, ask her if she can hear. And she swung her head around and said, yes. And I said, really? It was so extraordinary. And, you know, the glory just fell. So many miracles happened that night. We saw cataracts disappear in front of our eyes. People with crippled fingers had their fingers straightened out. You know, God, He is more willing to do miracles than we have faith to see it happen.
And you know what's so wonderful? Here he goes to Australia. He puts his finger on a woman, abused as a child, all sorts of fears in her life and traumas. So she watches TV, she sees movies, and she knows that Hollywood says you get married to the right man and everything works out perfect. That's what Hollywood says. However, we know a little better than Hollywood does because Catherine had the same fears even after she married her Prince Charming. Her fears now were even compounded. She was afraid he was going to die. So one day she asked God to do three things. Tell me the three things.
I was driving in the car on the way to a meeting, and I thought I'll talk to the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit, the Bible tells me, He's my teacher and my helper. So I thought, well, I'm going to try this. And I said, well, Holy Spirit, could you teach me about the falling down thing? I'd seen people fall down under the power of God in the meetings, and I thought, you know, I didn't know whether they just fell down out of courtesy or whether they were pushed or whether it was the power of God. And I genuinely wanted to know. And so I believe in asking for help. God is so good at helping us. So I asked him, could you teach me about that? And I said, and I have this little ganglion cyst on my wrist. Would you heal me of that? I said, and would you take away the fear that I have that my husband would die? I was just a new bride, and I just got this man to sign a piece of paper saying he was going to love me till he died. And then, you know, coming from a background of insecurity and abandonment issues, I was so worried that now the next thing, this one that finally has to love me might die. And so I said, set me free from this fear. I didn't realize it was the tip of a huge iceberg, but it was an invitation, enough of an invitation for the Holy Spirit to come and do an incredible work.
What happened?
Well, I went to the meeting that night, and they invited forward people for prayer, and I just sort of slipped in on the end, and I lifted my hands, and the preacher was right at the other end, and bang, the power of the Holy Spirit touched me. I was knocked to the floor, no catches, and trembled under the power of God.
He didn't even push you down.
He didn't even come and pray for me. Eventually, he came to me and he said, pick her up. And then he just said, oppression, go. And I was all over the floor again. And right during that time, I saw the face of Jesus right in front of me. And he said, Catherine, I'm setting you free from everything. And, you know, God sovereignly delivered me and set me free.
So what happened to the cyst?
Well, I wasn't even thinking about the cyst because it was such an incredible encounter with God. But when I got home, it was gone. And the scripture says, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. And that's what he did that night so sovereignly. He let his love come in and replace my fears.
So then a few days later, you got some more deliverance.
Well, you know, I really believe that it's so important that we continually present our need to God. And I just went forward on another altar call. There was a message about shame. And I thought, oh, that applies to me. So I went forward. And as I was just waiting for people to come and pray, a few people came past and prayed. The Holy Spirit said, just stay here. So I kept staying there, and he began to show me a vision. And in the first part of the vision, I saw myself as a child with my head on the father's lap, and he was stroking my hair like this. And I never had someone do that for me. And then the next vision, I saw myself as a little girl with this really ugly face. And then I saw that face just peel off like a mask and float away. And then I saw this picture of this beautiful woman walking in the heavens, and she was dressed in the most beautiful robes. Really, the only way I could describe her is she was clothed in dignity. And as I was looking at this vision, the Lord said, from behind me, I heard him say, that's you. And I fell on the floor again. And, you know, when I got up, God had done in me what no psychiatrist could ever have done. He restored my dignity. He restored my identity. And he showed me that I was his beloved daughter, that he would be there to meet all my needs for love, affection. And he truly is my best friend.
When we come back, I believe that miracles are going to erupt of a magnitude you have never seen before. Don't you dare go away.
Right back to It's Supernatural.
My passion is for you to walk in divine health 24/7. That's why I handpicked my favorite healing scriptures from many translations of the Bible, personalized them for you, and made them available in this free ebook. I want you to meditate or pray out loud these scriptures over your life daily and witness the supernatural healing power of God's kingdom come upon you.
Download your free Healing Scriptures ebook now.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Catherine, that vision that God gave you of restoring your dignity and where you came from, this background of abuse. But then there was a bonus The fire of God came on you. Tell me about that.
I started reading stories, everything I could get my hands on miracles. I'd watch Catherine Kuhlman. I'd read stories with Smith Wigglesworth, John G. Lake, and I'd read about their experience of the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire. And I'd been baptized in the Holy Spirit when I was about 14 and had received the gift of tongues as that's what I expected. But, you know, I wasn't really at that stage expecting the fire of God. And I thought when I'd read their stories about healing the sick, I thought maybe I missed something. So I just got really hungry and I pressed in, Lord, I want you to baptize me with fire. And I tell you, God began to do a work in me for about 9 months. There would be many days I couldn't get up off the floor. I was groaning, having visions of what the Lord was going to do. And the call of God came on my life. And he began to work a deep process in me as his fire began to deal with the dross. And, well, it's been glorious, though, because I know now that the power of God, he moves through me and he moves through everyone that would seek to look to him for fire, for the power of God to be manifested.
Tell me the first major miracle you can remember that happened when you prayed for someone.
Well, I had had prophesied that I would see tumors disappear on a Sunday service. And on a Monday, I was invited to speak at a ladies' meeting. And I, at the end of the meeting, a lady came forward and she said, well, I have a tumor. Could you please pray for me? That's all I knew. She said, I don't fall down and I don't speak in tongues, but can you pray for me? And I said, sure. And I went to pray for her and the Holy Spirit touched her and she fell on the floor. You don't have to fall on the floor, but some people just have weak wiring, I think, when it comes to the power of God, and me particularly. And while she was on the floor, she said she felt the hand of God go into her belly 4 times. And when she got up, I went away overseas for a few weeks. I came back. They'd done a battery of tests, and I found out that prior to her coming to have prayer, she'd had an operation to try and remove a 6-inch tumor wrapped around her pancreas, and she had cirrhosis of the liver, and the doctors had discovered it was inoperable. So she came to the meeting in that state, but when she'd gone back for all the tests, they discovered that there was no tumor, there was not a trace of cancer, and she had a brand new liver.
Now, that is normal, normal as defined by the Bible. Now, tell me, you mentor, especially young kids, are they doing similar things that you're doing?
Oh, and greater things. They're seeing the dead raised. We had one young man go into a local pharmacy just to get something, and an elderly gentleman had a heart attack and died in the shop.
Sir?
And the Holy Spirit just said to this young man, he said, what are you going to do about it? So the paramedics had come and they were working on him. He didn't have a pulse. He wasn't breathing. And so this young man just went and he laid his hand, got hold of his feet and just began to prophesy life and rebuke death and prophesy life. And the man began to cough and came back to life. And the paramedic came to church that weekend to testify he'd never seen anything like it.
Now, one of the keys that you talk about is you're aware of how much need you have. Normally, I hear people going around saying, oh, because of Jesus, I'm just self-sufficient in everything. I've got money, I've got health, I've got family. But need, recognizing your need is so important to capturing the heart of God.
Well, to me, it's the key, really. Because it's as we present our weakness, in our weakness, he is strong. And the more that I can present to him, the more ashes I can bring, the more more beauty I can receive by faith. If I bring my sin, he brings his forgiveness. If I bring my weakness and my fears, he brings the answer to all my needs. And the Bible says that the Holy Spirit is our ever-present help in time of need. And I've discovered my time of need is all the time. I am so needy. I'm so needy for love. You know, I have a wonderful husband. We've been married 23 years. But there isn't a man on the planet that could meet the need that I have. In fact, there isn't anybody that can meet anybody's love needs because we were created to need the perfect love of God. And when we present that need to him on a daily basis, the more we need him, the more we'll receive. I remember having a vision once of a big jagged piece cut out of my life, and I was just complaining to God, saying, Lord, I'm so needy. And I saw a picture of that same piece cut in exactly the same shape as my hole in my life come down and fit right down to the level of the deepest cut. And I believe every day if we'll present our need to God, He wants to fill us to overflowing.
When we come back, tell me about that great miracle that happened with that former prostitute. Don't go away, because I'm going to have her pray for you too. And miracles are going to erupt.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Catherine Ruanala has trained up a spiritual army who go into the streets demonstrating the healing power of God. Now she wants to mentor you to walk in the miraculous. Call now and get Catherine Ruanala's powerful book, Living in the Miraculous, and her empowering seven-part audio CD teaching, Mindset for Miracles. Yours for a donation of $49. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9239. Catherine Ruanala's powerful book is filled with inspirational personal stories, prophetic revelations, and supernatural impartation. Through her book, you will learn how to do away with all the excuses and truly walk in the miraculous. Understand how to defeat fear so you can walk in your God-given destiny and purpose. Learn the power that flows from an intimate relationship with God. Become a gateway that God can step through. Be challenged to believe so completely in God's love that you will expect the miraculous in your life every day. Through her empowering seven-part audio CD teaching, you will discover the keys to renewing your mind, come into alignment with God's will for your life, understand the transforming power of God's love, know your identity as a son or daughter of God, activate your faith for miracles.
And we're coming into a time where not just the people on television will operate in miracles. We can't reach who you can reach. We can't touch who you can touch, and this will finally equip you to walk in miracles.
Don't miss out on getting Catherine Ruanala's powerful book, Living in the Miraculous, and her empowering seven-part audio CD teaching, Mindset for Miracles. Yours for a donation of $49. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9239. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9239 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Tell me about this former prostitute.
Well, I was doing a series of meetings in Australia, and a lady came to the meetings, and she was listening to the message, but she didn't feel worthy to come forward. And I didn't know about this until on the last night, she came forward for prayer and gave her heart to Jesus. And the Lord just did a huge work of deliverance. I was on the floor praying for her. And I found out later, she wrote me a letter a few days later to say that she'd been a heroin addict and a prostitute since she was very, very young. And the next morning, she'd woken up and tried to have a cigarette and choked on it, couldn't have the cigarette. And so she rang up all her suppliers and said, stay away from me. I'm a born-again believer now. I'm a Christian. Stay away from me. I don't need that stuff anymore. And then went out on the street and met another heroin addict and just began to share her testimony. She said, guess what? I don't even have a shake. I have no withdrawal symptoms. I'm free. Jesus has set me free. And this man said, well, you know, I'd believe that if God had healed my stomach, because he had terrible stomach issues. And she, not even 24 hours saved, said, well, I'll pray for you. And right there, she laid her hands on his belly, just as she'd seen me do, laid hands on his belly, and he was slain in the spirit, fell out under the power of the Holy Ghost on the sidewalk. And when he got up, when he got up out of the bushes, he was speechless. He'd been healed, and he reached into his pocket, pulled out $800, gave her $500, and gave his girlfriend $300, and said, that's what I would have spent on heroin this week. I'm not going to need it now.
Wait till you hear about the chair in the air.
Well, I had a vision. Actually, it was a dream. And I believe the Holy Spirit speaks to us in dreams and visions. And one day I was... the Lord had promised me that he was going to open doors to the UK. And I have very dear friends now in the UK, but at that stage I didn't know anybody. And yet I had these prophetic words. And so in faith, I'd felt the Lord just tell me to pencil in a couple of weeks that I would go to the UK. But I didn't have any invitations, I hadn't heard anything, and I wasn't going to knock on a door. So as it got a bit closer, I started to think, oh, Lord, maybe I've missed it. And I went to sleep that night thinking about this. And during the night, I had a dream. And in the dream, I saw myself being brought in to sit in this chair. And we were about to watch something wonderful unfold. And then as I was sitting there, I began to think, this is great seats. This is a great seat. And it was suspended in midair until I finally started to try and figure out how I was being suspended in this chair. And then I wobbled and I woke up. And I said to the Lord, are you trying to speak to me or was I just too hot under the covers? You know, Holy Spirit, you're the revealer of mysteries. And then the Lord began to speak to me. He said, Catherine, have any of these miracles happened because of you? I said, oh, no, Lord, you've done them. And he said, any of the doors that have opened, have you done that? And I said, no, Lord. And then he said, well, why are you worried about England? And then that morning, my secretary came in. She looked at my calendar and went, what's this about the UK? And I said, oh, God's got it. And then that night, I received an email. Someone had been watching us and on the internet. And it was an invitation from a pastor in the UK who said, we live 5-6 miles from where Wigglesworth used to minister. We were wondering if there was any chance that you might be able to come and release that anointing for miracles in our region. Would you have any space to do that? And I said, well, I've got this 2-week gap. And I began to understand since then, God has opened up.
What did you learn from this? What would you say the bottom line?
Well, you know, I really believe we've got to learn how to settle back in to the strength of Jesus. I've been praying for people at times in meetings and feeling the anointing bounce back on me. But, you know, I believe that even as that's been happening, I've thought, what do I do, Lord? And heard the Holy Spirit behind me saying, just lean back into me. And as I've done that, suddenly the power of God's come.
Would you lean back right now and pray for miracles?
Absolutely. Father, I thank you for your power. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for your healing anointing. Father, for everyone watching right now, Lord, I decree, I thank you that you are hovering over them right now in the room as they are listening, as they're watching. Lord, I thank you, Spirit of God, that you are touching, you're healing cancer, you're healing MS, Lord, you're healing all kinds of diseases because it's your power. Just reach out now and lay a hold of the power of the Holy Spirit as he's touching you and healing you in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for that tangible power of God touching and healing bodies right now. I thank you, Spirit of God, that even as they cry out to you, you are manifesting yourself as the answer because you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I thank you, Lord, that you will meet their need as they expose their vulnerability, as they expose their need and their weakness to you. I thank you. Rush of the Holy Spirit, you come in and you touch and you fill them now in Jesus' name. I look forward to hearing the testimonies.
I know that that presence of God is on you. It's in you right now. Now, for the few of you, there's actually a lot of you that have not made Jesus your Messiah. Such a wonderful God. He died for your sins before you even knew him. Just ask him to forgive you. Believe the blood of Jesus washes away your sins. Ask him to come inside of you and be your Lord. Your own words. Make that peace with God and watch how he makes his peace with you. But I tell you this, everything that Catherine said is about ready to happen to you. The healing is ready to erupt. I see ears open. I see arthritis leaving fingers right now. You are going to be a walking miracle in Jesus' name.
Catherine Ruwenhalla has trained up a spiritual army who go into the streets demonstrating the power and the joy of the gospel, emptying hospital beds of the sick and dying, leading many into a loving and faith-filled relationship with our Heavenly Father. Now she wants to mentor you to walk in the miraculous. Call now and get Catherine Ruwenhalla's powerful book, Living in the Miraculous, and her empowering 7-part audio CD teaching, Mindset for Miracles. Yours for a donation of $49. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9239.
One of the keys that I've noticed is Catherine has such a love affair with Jesus that as you read her book and as you listen to her teaching, you will just jump into your love affair with the Lord. And from that love affair, you have a compassion for the hurting. And when you lay hands on the sick, as Catherine explains, it's not you, it's Jesus doing it.
Catherine Ruwenhalla's powerful book is filled with inspirational personal stories, prophetic revelations, and supernatural impartation. Through her book, you will learn how to do away with all the excuses and truly walk in the miraculous. Understand how to defeat fear so you can walk in your God-given destiny and purpose. Learn the power that flows from an intimate relationship with God. Become a gateway that God can step through. Be challenged to believe so completely in God's love that you will expect the miraculous in your life every day.
And I really believe that even as you read this book, God's going to take you on a journey to help you to begin to recognize who you are in Christ and who He is in you. You see, in Him we live and move and have our being. And His desire for us is that we'd recognize that He wants to minister to people through us, each and every one of us.
Through her empowering 7-part audio CD teaching, you will discover the keys to renewing your mind, come into alignment with God's will for your life, understand the transforming power of God's love, know your identity as a son or daughter of God, activate your faith for miracles.
And we're coming into a time where not just the people on television will operate in miracles, because we can't reach who you can reach. We can't touch who you can touch. And this will finally equip you to walk in miracles.
Don't miss out on getting Catherine Ruwenhalla's powerful book, Living in the Miraculous, and her empowering 7-part audio CD teaching, Mindset for Miracles. Yours for a donation of $49. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9239. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9239 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, my guest had 9 straight weeks of visitations of angels. He was taught by Jesus on how to pray for the sick. He heard things that are going to happen shortly in the future. Anyone interested in what he's going to teach?
Yeah.
Me too.
Thank you.